Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
First this week, cases of Zika virus infection in Florida are continuing to rise, and the CDC, that's the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, have issued travel advice urging pregnant women not to go to certain parts of the country. The good news is that scientists testing three new types of Zika vaccine. One is made from killed virus grown in culture. Another is based on a small piece of DNA that contains the genetic information coding for the outer coat of Zika. And a third vaccine is made by adding that same outer coat gene to a common cold adenovirus. All three of these vaccines have been found to work safely and very rapidly in monkeys. And this means that trials on humans are the next step. Dan Baruch is leading the effort at Harvard Medical School.
In this current manuscript, we demonstrate that three different vaccines provide complete protection against Zika virus challenge in monkeys. We previously reported, approximately a month ago, that two of these vaccines provided protection against Zika virus in mice. However, primates more closely resemble humans and therefore are considered more relevant for clinical vaccine development.
What did you test and what were the outcomes?
These three vaccines included a purified inactivated virus vaccine, a plasmid DNA vaccine, and a recombinant adenovirus vector-based vaccine. The purified inactivated virus vaccine essentially is a virus that's grown up and then a chemical used to essentially kill the virus. It's killed virus. Inactivated virus vaccines are commonly used in clinical medicine. Chances are you and I have both had many inactivated virus vaccines in our lifetime. The DNA vaccines and the recombinant adenovirus vector-based vaccines, some people call those vaccines of the future. There are no clinically licensed DNA vaccines or vector-based vaccines. However, they have many advantages. So we wanted to test in this study, we wanted to test both traditional vaccines as well as next-generation vaccines.
And they work equivalently well, do they?
They all worked very well. They all provided complete protection against Zika virus challenge in monkeys. This is important because although it appears that all of these are successful in animals, we never know exactly what's going to happen in clinical trials. And so it is very useful to have several different vaccine candidates being advanced simultaneously because ultimately we want to have a vaccine that will protect human beings as quickly as possible.
Now, how quickly were each of the vaccines capable of providing protection for those monkeys?
So the inactivated virus vaccine and the plasmid DNA vaccine, we gave two shots of the vaccine and then challenged the monkeys. With the recombinant adenovirus vaccine, we gave a single immunization and then challenged the animals, and they were still protected.
And were there any side effects or negative effects?
Although the studies weren't specifically designed to test for side effects, there were no adverse clinical events noted in the animals.
So what's the next step then? What will you be doing now you have three good candidates that all appear to work equivalently well in a species which is highly relevant to a human?
Well, in addition to showing that these three vaccines work against Zika virus in non-human primates, we also showed that the protection was the result of vaccine-induced antibodies. Why is that important? It's important because it gives us an understanding of not just what vaccines work, but how they worked. And having proven that these vaccines work through the induction of antibody responses, we can also determine what levels of antibodies that are needed for protection. So these give us benchmarks that can be measured in clinical trials. So these studies, in addition to showing that these vaccines work, they chart out a path that would be a very logical path for development of these vaccines clinically. What I can tell you is that these findings raise optimism that the development of a safe and effective vaccine for Zika virus for humans might be successful. For the purified inactivated virus vaccine, those clinical trials are planned to start this fall.
Dan Baruch, and that work was just published in the journal Science.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.